Well, solid 3 points in the bank to consolidate the place on Saturday, Paul. You must be delighted with the result and with the fight shown by the players on an awkward pitch against an awkward team.
Yeah, I think it's important when you throw all them things into the equation. I think the most important for most teams as we get into the latter part of the season is results. And everyone can dress it up, managers, how they want. Results are the be-all and end-all for us all. You know, if you can play well along the way, it doesn't half help, because there's nothing better for a manager to watch his team pass the ball, to see them play well and to see them win. Sometimes you can see a lot of games now, teams who are having the most possession, they're not necessarily winning the game. You know, and there's a lot of stats around football. Now, I think some of them are very good. I also think some of them are poor, because, you know, the biggest stat of all is who scores the most goals. And it's something we're looking at for the running. I do feel with the balance of the squad we've got and the players we've got, I think we can be more effective in games by doing that. Will it work? Won't it work? We'll see. You know, we must sacrifice a little bit of our possession and our quality in the hope of creating more chances and winning more points that sees us get where we want to be. But I think with playoffs and stuff like that, there's a very, very long way to go. And we're delighted with the league position and we'll keep going forward as best we can. But, you know, to speak about stuff like that at the minute is still a bit premature.
And of course, you've got to have a bit of luck as well. The big lad up front for Notts missed the chance that 99 times out of 100 he'd have put away at 0-0.
I just think if you work hard, you get lucky, Phil. I think we had good chances in the game. We had good situations. I get a little bit disappointed that we don't go on and win games more than one, because at the latter stages of the games, when Notts County are coming onto you, there's a lot more space to penetrate and attack and score goals. You know, but Saturday, I thought the lads defensively done well. I thought all the questions that were asked out of us were answered. You know, Tommy Lee played well. We had a lot of good performances. But the good performances for me is the attitude of people like Charlie Raglan when they're left out, and Mark Duffy when they don't get on. And, you know, as a manager, it's easy to look at the 11. You know, I try my best to look at the bigger picture, and I'm always very complimentary. Ian Everett's attitude being on the team, that's what makes successful teams and winning teams. Not so much the 11 who always start.
But you always say recruitment is the key to a manager's success. Keelan did the business for 70 minutes and then Harrison had another run out. You
Labs.
Must be pleased with...
Labs.
Yeah.
We keep bringing lads to the club at the minute with these names that none of us can pronounce, so we're trying to keep it a lot more simple for Labs.
And Harrison came on and again showed what he's all about.
I like us, you know, in them departments. You know, we all know what Owen Doyle done for us and we're all so grateful and thankful to Owen, but we move on. You know, if the football club moves forward, the football club will move forward long after I'm gone. You know, I presume everyone else around here is gone. You know, the club itself is trying to make strides going forward in a division where it's difficult, make no bones about it. You know, teams, every team this year, including Notts County, have had periods of ascendancy. And nigh on every team, bar and probably the top ones right up there, have had periods of 6, 7, 8, 9 games with one win. You know, and that's why the league's so crescendoed up. It's a tight league, it's a tough league, and you just keep going. You know, if you keep going and keep being brave with what you do, there's a chance you'll get as many points as you can. And at the end of the season, I do think the last game of the season, you know, when the points are there and everyone can look back on what happened to him and suspended, and he was suspended and we lost Owen Doyle and we lost him and the unlucky stories we'll all have to tell, the last league table doesn't lie. And, you know, the teams who deserve to finish in them top bits will be there on merit. And if it certainly wasn't us, I would be the first to wish everyone else the best, because I know we'll have done our best.
Did everybody come through the game okay?
Yeah, everyone's doing well at the minute. It's pleasing. You know, around the club, we feel like we've got a nice, vibrant squad. The next couple of games are going to be huge, obviously, going into the Preston, Ory and Scunthorpe. The games come thick and fast, so, you know, recovery's huge. You know, the food side of it, the nutrition, sleeping well. These are all the big things, because you must pick yourself up and go quickly.
And one person who sneaked almost unnoticed onto the team sheet, Aaron Chapman. Great to see him fit and available again for selection.
Yeah, again, young Miles Wright come in and had, you know, a fantastic little sort of period with the first team. For any young lad to be about a first team like that's fantastic. And he's come on leaps and bounds. He's a young lad who's come out of our development thing into the youth team and progressed to be on the first team pitch. And that's great for everyone, you know, from Liam Sutcliffe, Jerry Carr, Mark Smith, from everyone right down at the younger levels to come through. Hopefully we can start getting one or two more. But, you know, we really like Aaron. It's important Aaron comes back into us and he starts fulfilling the potential that's been there for probably too long now. It's been too long we've been speaking about Aaron's potential. He must start coming on a little bit faster now. But after 3 or 4 months out injured, he's trained very, very hard. And hopefully we can see him in some action, probably even for someone else very soon, because it's important these lads play football.
Preston in town, team immediately above Chesterfield in the league. Won the last couple of games, Sheffield United in the cup and then Coventry on Saturday after a bit of a sticky patch. everybody's going to be thinking Manchester United's going to be on the mind because that's the next game. But
I'm thinking that, Phil. You're thinking that. But more importantly, we're hoping that. And I'm sure Simon Grayson's not thinking that. Managers are very, very, you know, Simon's very experienced. He's got all kinds of promotions on his CV and, you know, managing clubs like Leeds and Huddersfield and teams like that. He's a very experienced manager. So I'm sure he'll be excited by the Man United tie. It won't faze him in his preparation for tomorrow's game. They've had a little bit of an iffy patch for a Preston, because when you're managing clubs like these, an iffy patch is two or three games, isn't it? Let's have it right. You're not allowed to go three games now. We're all under pressure in that period in management. So I've been lucky enough to see them twice now. I watched them myself against Yeovil a couple of weeks back at home, and I watched them with Mitch at Sheffield United last Tuesday night. I thought they were very, very impressive at Sheffield United. Very, very impressive. Totally deserved to win the game. Scored good goals, have got good players in the team. Obviously, Daniel Johnson coming back, Kevin Davis coming back is a special one for our fans. So I think it'll be a good game. It's 2-2. We like to think we're a good side. I know Preston are a good side. They're a very strong side. And when you've got the players they've got, the experience in the staff they've got with the manager, you know, they're very much a playoff team for sure. And still they'll have an eye on catching the ones above them. So we've got our hands full tomorrow night. We're under no illusions about that.
And if it's not going to be full enough with Johnson and Davis, there's a potential, of course, that Joe Garner could come back into the starting 11 after his injury has been sub last couple of games.
I think they should just keep him on the bench for another save for Man United, Phil, do you? And again, you know, from Preston's point of view, to lose a player of that calibre for so long is always going to damage what you're trying to do. And, you know, I don't have to tell Simon Grayson any of this. He knows that. And they'll bring Garner back when they see fit. You know, if it's tomorrow night to get on the team selection, that's all well and good. You know, we'll play against whatever team Simon decides to put out, because, you know, that's his business. Garner's a fantastic player, by the way.
You mentioned you've seen him a couple of times lately. What sort of style do they like to play?
I've seen him play 3-5-2 at home against Yeovil. I think Simon was trying it out for possibly the first time, and they've probably reverted back to Gallagher playing behind Davis, and Johnson's obviously been cup-tied, and, you know, Kilkenny in the middle of the pack. They've got good players. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got good threats all over the pitch, and, you know, that's why... Well, when you're at clubs like Preston, you do have the luxury of having a good squad, and that's part and parcel of the game. You know, Simon's done really well since he's gone in there, taking them from not such a great league position, good league position, playoffs last year, strong this year. And when the season come out, to be fair, there's a couple of games I look for first and foremost, and Preston was one of them, especially the home game. I was disappointed at the time that it wasn't on a Saturday afternoon, because it's one of them games that you think, oh, that'll be a full house, it'll be a good crowd. Hopefully tomorrow's a good crowd, and, you know, we go in there with the freedom of being a team that's doing well. Make no bones about it, our lads have got that freedom. Preston and teams like that sometimes don't have the sort of time to play with that freedom. But we know it's a difficult game. If we get anything out of the game tomorrow night, we'd be really pleased.
And Preston are bound to be thinking, even if they nudge in front, they'll be thinking of the 3-0 up at half-time and then 3-3 back at their place.
Well, if we're 3-0 down tomorrow, Phil, I won't be getting a lot of stick, will I? Because it'll be like, well, we've been here before.
Sorted out, Coop.
Yeah, I'm all right with this. It's a plan. It's a plan. I think that was a great game on the night. You know, if we look back, it was a, you know, for 20, 25 minutes, Preston were unplayable. Mm. And people forget that. They were unplayable.
As good as anybody we've seen this season in that spell, weren't they?
We couldn't handle them. Make no bones about it, we couldn't handle them. You don't go 3-0 down at places like that and normally come back. You know, so probably a bit of a one-off game. We did play well on the night, to be fair. I think Simon would be the first to say that. You know, but again, we've always had the luxury of playing without fear. You know, when fans, even at our club, start speaking about playoffs and can we get there, all of a sudden that pressure might come to us. It's something that I believe goes hand in hand with the job. My belief is that you should go into every game trying to win. You go into every season trying to be successful until the last ball's kicked. No one will know. What we want to be is, come the end of the season, finishing the highest possible league position.
I'm sure you've decided on your team, and I'm sure there won't be a huge amount of change from Saturday, but it is a different sort of game, isn't it, to the Notts County one?
A good game, Phil. You know, it's as a manager, you must adapt and learn, and when you're adapting and learning, sometimes you'll change things and it won't work and you can get a bit of criticism. Sometimes you can change, it works, and you get a lot of praise. I think someone who doesn't want to change sometimes is the one who's the problem. You know, for me, as a young manager, and we like to think we're young, you know, winning football games is the be-all and end-all. Everyone's happy when you win. Everyone. Don't matter what style you're playing, long ball, short ball, possession, whatever it is. If you win, supporters go home happy. When you're not winning, sometimes style of play gets criticised. We're doing okay. We must just go into these games in the belief that we can win them. And once you've got that belief, it doesn't mean you'll always win them. But if you go into the games with thoughts that you might win the game, or these are too strong, or anything like that, you're going out there with a negative feeling. I'll never be one to manage teams with negative feel. I'll always be one to, at the end of a game, say we've done our best today and we were beaten by a better team.
Just to finish off, Paul, talk of players who are out on loan at the moment. We didn't mention last week about Dawes and Onuf Wigan going out to Staley Bridge, and reports coming back from Plymouth sound as though Drew Tobart had a great game.
Great for Drew to be out. It's to be out for not playing for so long. He got a fantastic reception when he come on against Crawley. And that means a lot to players. You know, you can be out of people's minds for a lot. You know, Tendai's form, and I must admit, I thought Tendai was outstanding on Saturday at Notts County. Has seen us not be able to, not want Drew back in the team, but not be able to think we can get him back in the team. So it was common sense for him to go out. I'm not a great believer with they have to be out for 28 days. I think if you're someone's player, you should be able to be calling whenever you see fit. That's my belief as a manager. I think we're doing teams a favour. For me, we're doing Plymouth a massive favour. We're doing Staleybridge. Sheffield Wednesday are doing us a massive favour. I think wherever it goes, that favour. And I do think the parent club should always be in control of that. Unfortunately, the league deemed different. So the young lads being out at Staleybridge again, it's playing time on the pitch and minutes on the pitch. It's huge for everyone.